Well, good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight. And before we even get started on this particular episode, I want to let everyone know that the call that will be on 2 weeks from tonight, which will be the 25th, will be pre-recorded because I will be on the road that day and I'll be doing actually training at a health food store. So I don't want to show off and be at two places at the same time, so it will be recorded. But tonight we are going to be speaking about cancer, and on the 25th we will also be talking about cancer, a different angle. This has probably become the single most popular, I hate to use the word popular, the most common call I'm getting. It's actually amazing to me how many people I am speaking to who are calling about cancer. Shocking to say the least. And many of these people are folks who have been in PHP for a short period of time, and unfortunately, as many of these people have said to me, I wish I had talked to you a long time ago. But in any event, we're going to hopefully get as much information out as we can so that people become educated and we can help each other and people that you run into understand the truth about what's really going on with cancer. And then the call we're going to have on the 25th is going to be more directly related to how we can best deal with it. Some of that will be covered tonight, but it's going to be indirectly, whereas in 2 weeks we're going to be more direct about some of the things that can be done, even utilizing, you know, Purium products. So first thing I'd like to say is one of the major fallacies that exists is we have probably heard time and time again that many people have gotten cancer because of their genes. Okay, in other words, they're genetically predisposed, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I mean, there are still doctors who say that. Okay, now there is an emerging science called epigenetics, and it's been getting a lot of publicity because it actually has a lot of sound information and science behind it. Well, one of the proponents, by the name of Dr. Erickson, is quoted as saying, "Contrary to what many people are being led to believe, a lot of emphasis placed on genes determining human behavior is nothing but theory and doctrine. We are free to make decisions that impact our lives and those of others." And he goes on to say, "Our beliefs, our thoughts, can change our biology. We have the power to heal ourselves, increase our feelings of self-worth, and improve our emotional state." So what this is really doing, epigenetics is shattering what's called the central dogma. And just to give you a little quick background, just so we're all on the same page, and I don't expect people to remember this, we're not going to quiz you, but it just gives you a good overview. The central dogma has been around for a long, long time, especially in the field of molecular biology. And it basically states that biological information is transferred sequentially only in one direction, which they say is from DNA to RNA to proteins. Okay. Now, what that simply means in English is the fact that ain't no changing it. It is what it is. And so if you have this particular formation of DNA, and it's going to create a gene that makes you susceptible to certain cancers, well, you're stuck with it. Too bad, Harry. Well, all right, it ain't true. And so this central dogma is crumbling because it was simply based on a theory. It was never based on science. Okay? And there was what was called the Human Genome Project, started in 1990 and it was completed in 2003. And this was designed to map out human genes and interactions and so on and so forth. Now, they've done many, many, many types of scientific research on this with proteins and DNA and everything else. But the bottom line is this, and this is the important part. The genes actually change their expression depending on what is happening outside of our cells and even outside of our bodies. Okay, so in other words, the consciousness of the cell membrane is altered by such things as environment, which includes thoughts, feelings, attitudes, so on and so forth. And he goes on to say that your emotions actually can regulate your genetic expression. Now that's amazing when you think about it. A cellular biologist named Bruce Lipton is one of the leading authorities on how emotions can regulate genetic expression. And if you really want more information about it, he's got a book out called The Biology of Belief and Spontaneous Evolution. But the bottom line is, we have amazing control over the metabolism and cellular makeup of our bodies. It's not printed in stone. And I want everyone to take that thought, and I want you to write it down, put it on your mirror, read it every day. In fact, read it every time you look at your mirror. It's that powerful and it's that important, because what it means that each one of us can take control of our health. And that's powerful. Now, other studies, which I will just give you a little bit right now, we'll talk about this a lot more in 2 weeks, but nutrition also alters genetic expression. So in other words, when we are eating a diet that is made up of living whole food, that translates into good news for our genetic expression. And it's been determined that such foods as broccoli and the other cruciferous vegetables, garlic, onions, that these actually can block certain activators that will then allow the body to fight more effectively. So, of course, PHP has a great product called Best of Greens and More Greens, which both contain the broccoli and cruciferous vegetable blend. So keep in mind that through positive thinking, through good nutrition, we have complete, not just a little, folks, not just a slight bit, but we have complete control over our genes. Now, I hope you all recognize the total impact of what that means. It is powerful. In other words, we are not victims any longer of what we were born with. And that's really cool. Incredibly cool. So that's the first thing I really want everyone to take to the bank. It's that powerful. And if you'd like to read more about it, just give me a shout and I will email you. I can email you several articles that have been widely publicized and circulated even the last few months, because this is becoming more and more available as time goes by. And it's also interesting to note that in the past, 2 months, obviously Purium is growing rather quickly. And I've actually been contacted through email and phone calls by several oncologists who are now utilizing Purium products in their practice. Now, they're still doing chemotherapy. You know, they're still doing radiation and things like this. But they are truly interested in how do we support these patients for healing. So this is pretty cool, okay? Now, the next part of what we're going to talk about is an update from the Johns Hopkins Hospital. And this is amazing. This says, after years of telling people chemotherapy is the only way to try, and they put in quotes, try being the key word, to eliminate cancer, Johns Hopkins is finally starting to tell you there is an alternative way. Now, here's some of the information that Johns Hopkins is putting out. And so, obviously, the tide is turning. One thing that everyone needs to understand right off the get-go, cancer is big business. It generates millions and millions of dollars in revenue, maybe billions. I'm not sure what the numbers are, but it's big. And I have talked to several people who were about to embark on chemotherapy sessions or already had some. And I said, I assume your insurance is paying for this. And they said, yes. I said, well, you might be interested to find out what your insurance company is being billed for these sessions. So call the oncologist's office and don't ask, you don't talk to the doctor, talk to the bookkeeper, you know, or the accountant or the person who does the billing, and just, you know, be real nonchalant and just say, you know, well, we have a health policy, health insurance, and we have a ceiling and all, it's deductible, so I'm just trying to keep tabs of what is being billed. So can you tell me what the cost of these chemotherapy sessions are, or these radiation sessions, or whatever is going on. And when people find out what the cost is, they are blown away. I mean, literally in a state of shock. Okay, so it's big business, folks. Got to remember that. Okay. And I'm not against people making money. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that human nature being what it is, if there's a way to make a lot of money, unfortunately, unless we have incredibly high values and morality and ethics, we tend to justify that this is a good thing to offer people. Okay? So that's just the way it works. And I think we all can relate to that. I don't think any of us are above that, but, you know, hopefully we catch it before it gets out of hand. Okay. Well, Johns Hopkins Hospital has come out and said every person has cancer cells in their body. Now, this is an ongoing thing, okay? If you have more cancer cells than not, then it just means that, you know, you could have the point where they're detectable. But they do alter and go up and down. When people's immune system is strong, it seems like the cancer is being destroyed, and it will be prevented from multiplying and forming tumors. Now, this is, you have to understand, this is Johns Hopkins' approach. I'm not saying I agree with all this, but I'm just giving you the information. But this is still a lot different than what you hear from most, you know, oncologists. Now, it says, when a person has cancer, it indicates the person has nutritional deficiencies, and these could be due to genetic, well, we've already poo-pooed that one, but also to environmental, food, and lifestyle factors and choices. So, in other words, pollution, stress, emotions, all these come into play. It goes on to say that to overcome multiple nutritional deficiencies, changing diets to eat more adequately and healthy, including supplements, and of course we talk about whole food supplements, that will strengthen the immune system and help to clean out the body. Now, here's what they say. Chemotherapy involves poisoning the rapidly growing cancer cells and also destroys rapidly growing healthy cells in the bone marrow, gastrointestinal tract, etc., and can cause organ damage like liver, kidneys, heart, lungs, etc. This is from Johns Hopkins. 7. Radiation, while destroying cancer cells, also burns, scars, and damages healthy cells, tissues, and organs. Now, most oncologists are going to agree with this. They're not going to say this is false, but they're just going to say the upside justifies the downside. Initial treatment with chemotherapy and radiation will often reduce tumor size. However, prolonged use of chemotherapy and radiation do not result in more tumor destruction. Now, this one's a good one. 9. When the body has too much toxic burden from chemotherapy and radiation, the immune system is either compromised or destroyed. Hence, the person can succumb to various kinds of infections and complications, which goes along with the thought that very, very few, if any, people actually die from cancer. They normally die from other extenuating circumstances, like infections, like malnutrition, things like that. Point 10, chemotherapy and radiation can cause cancer cells to mutate and become resistant and difficult to destroy. Surgery can also cause cancer cells to spread to other sites. Well, that one's been around for quite a while. And it's been known that even along the incision, because those cells have been damaged by cutting, that you can end up with cancer cells along the incisional line. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to stay there, because if the system is strong, you know, they don't need to stay there. Now, they say an effective way to battle cancer is to starve the cancer cells by not feeding it with the foods it needs to multiply. And so they're saying cancer cells feed on sugar substitutes like the NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, etc., things that are made like with aspartame, very harmful. Manuka honey, they're saying, is or honey or molasses in small amounts. Table salt is terrible because of chemicals added, and it's much better to use like Himalayan sea salt or even, they say, Bragg's aminos. So obviously they're getting on the track here. They say milk causes the body to produce mucus, especially in the gastrointestinal tract. Cancer feeds on mucus. They're saying cut out all milk. But the fact is, raw milk does not produce mucus, and pasteurized milk does. Now, they are recommending people switch over to soy milk, which I think is not a good idea, just because of many aspects dealing with hormones and so on and so forth. But they go on to say that cancer cells thrive in an acid environment. So meat-based is very acidic, and it's better to not eat any flesh foods, at least for a while. But if you're going to eat some, Alaskan salmon, sardines, things like that, organic eggs are fine. They go on to say a diet made of 80% fresh vegetables and vegetable juice, whole grains, seeds, nuts, and a little bit of fruit, especially the low glycemic fruits, help to put the body into an alkaline environment. Isn't this amazing? About 20% can be cooked food, including beans. Fresh vegetable juices provide live enzymes that are easily absorbed and reach down to cellular levels within 15 minutes to nourish and enhance growth of healthy cells. To obtain live enzymes for building healthy cells, try and drink fresh vegetable juice, most vegetables including even via sprouts, and eat some raw vegetables 2 to 3 times a day. Enzymes are destroyed at temperatures of 104 degrees. So once again, Purium is right in with this because we have many, many products, including our barley, our kamut, our biofruits, activated barley, master aminos, that are all processed at well under 104 degrees. So they're enzyme active. Johns Hopkins goes on to say avoid coffee, tea, and alcohol, and chocolate. Definitely alcohol. Better to have green tea. If you're going to drink water, make sure it's purified, filtered. So we've got our Mica Miracles to help with that. Distilled water, by the way, is acidic. So if you've got distilled water, you want to add minerals like the ionic minerals. So that's very good. It says meat protein is very difficult to digest and requires a lot of digestive enzymes. So in other words, the body has to work hard to get anything out of it. That's why you really want to stay away from meats. So they're saying that by not eating meats, there's more enzymes available to go and attack the protein walls of the cancer cells. The body will destroy the cancer cells on its own when they're not needed. And this is what we're going to talk about at length next time more. And they go into, you know, supplements that can help, and they're basically quoting a lot of chemical supplements where we, you know, obviously strongly believe in the whole food concept because Mother Nature knows more than the chemists do. But John Hopkins does say cancer is a disease. Now, they're saying the word disease, and I take issue with that. Of course, disease, dis-ease, out of ease, out of balance. So in other words, cancer is a condition where the body is out of balance in body, mind, and spirit. And they say a proactive and positive spirit will help the cancer warrior be a survivor. Anger, unforgiveness, and bitterness put the body into a stressful and acidic environment. Learn to have a loving and forgiving spirit. Learn to relax and enjoy life. Now, cancer cells cannot thrive in an oxygenated environment. So exercising daily and deep breathing is very excellent, and it's even been shown that people with cancer do better by exercising on a daily basis, not to the point of exhaustion, but to the point of oxygenation. And you don't want to use plastic bottles, obviously. You want to stay away from dioxins, and you know, don't freeze your bottles and things like that. So that is very, very, I think, interesting information, because what it's really pointing out is simply the fact that cancer is really not what we have thought it was, and that's really the good news. Now, what is cancer? Well, in a few minutes that we have left, I'd like to at least discuss what the holistic naturopathic community defines as, you know, as cancer. So what is it? And this is how the approach would be. The human body is guided by an infinite intelligence. Whether you want to call it God, that's what I call it, but it doesn't matter. I think we all recognize there is an intelligence in the body that works on its own. In fact, it cannot be denied. I mean, cut yourself, and you don't have to tell your body to send healing energy or a scab there. It does it automatically. It's miraculous. And if you're a young person, it can happen within a day or even in a few hours. The older you get, the longer it takes, because we have less of the rejuvenating cell material in our bodies. That's why adding things that can speed up the cellular reproduction of healthy cells is very valuable. And we'll talk about that later in 2 weeks. So in any event, if you've got this intelligence going on, and we know that the body creates cancer cells. The body is doing this on its own. This is not like you don't get infected. Your neighbor doesn't give you cancer. And now we're realizing that our genes don't predispose us to cancer unless we allow them to. Okay? So, why would the body create a cancer cell? That's the question. Well, one of the things that cancer cells do is they produce a lot of lactic acid. And lactic acid, as many, many people know, including medical doctors, lactic acid has the ability to energize and also to clean. So the concept is that if we are exposed to carcinogens, which is really a fancy word for calling toxins, you know, waste things, and of course, you know, stress, negative emotions produce toxins. So any of these things can be carcinogenic. That just simply means that something that's entered into our system is causing normal, healthy cells to break down and die. And when that happens, the body then creates a cancer cell. So ask yourself the question, is the cancer the enemy? Maybe not. Maybe the enemy is what's causing. So this is real food for thought, folks. And I will leave you with this idea that we will explore much more at greater length in 2 weeks. And please call me if you're dealing with cancer. You don't have to wait for 2 weeks. I'm happy to talk to anybody because, see, we at Purium are based really on the traditional naturopathic model, which just simply says the body can heal itself. We don't believe that Purium has any products that will heal anything. We don't believe drugs heal anything. We don't believe surgery heals anything. We believe and know that the body can heal itself if it's given the right tools and the right environment. So it may not surprise people to hear that many, many people have gone to places like the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego or Austin, Texas, or Hippocrates in West Palm Beach, Florida. There also used to be one in Boston, but that's gone. And these were actually started by Ann Wigmore, who's the, you know, sort of the mother founder of wheatgrass therapy. And people have used these kinds of programs for anywhere between 2 weeks and 6 months, and they walk out of these places and they're cancer free. And believe it or not, I actually talked to an individual who had an aggressive form of prostate cancer. He was 57 years old. And it just didn't resonate with him what the oncologist was recommending. Surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. And he just felt there was something else he could do. So he started doing his own research, and I, you know, talked to him, and I told him, well, you might want to check out Optimum Health. And he actually went to the one, I think he went to the one in Austin, Texas. And he was there for 4 months. And then when he came home, he then used a lot of Purium products rather than juicing wheatgrass every day. He used quite a few of the things, and we can talk about that later also. But he ended up being 100% cancer-free. And sadly, when he went back to his doctor, he said the doctor actually looked like he was seeing a ghost because the doctor thought he would already be dead since he hadn't taken advantage of the treatments he was recommending. And when this man told, you know, the doctor actually said, well, I guess whatever you're doing is good. And this man actually asked the doctor if he would like him to explain to the doctor exactly what he'd been doing and how this has worked. And the doctor actually said he didn't have time. Now, all doctors are not like that. Thank God there are very good doctors out there. And Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's got the book Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and he created the ECAP program, Exceptional Cancer Patients, was sort of the forerunner of the new wave of medical doctors who are dealing with the whole person and dealing with health rather than disease. So, folks, this has been a lot of information, and I realize it's a different paradigm, different way of looking at cancer. And like I said, it's food for thought. There's a lot of misunderstanding, and I certainly don't claim I have all the answers either. And I certainly don't say that we or anyone else has a cure for cancer, because heaven forbid if I made that kind of statement. First of all, it's false, but if I made that statement, I'd be thrown in jail. The American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industries are the only people that can use the word cure. Okay, so we don't want to use the word cure because, like I said, we strongly adhere to the fact that the body does its own healing when given the proper environment and the proper tools. So friends, feel free, give me a call. And like I said, we will be doing part two of cancer in 2 weeks, which will be on the 25th. And it will be pre-recorded, so there will not be any, you can still call in ahead of time and say hello to each other, but at exactly the top of the hour at 6 o'clock California time, 9 o'clock East Coast time, the recording will start. So I just want to warn everyone ahead of time that's how it's going to be. So take good care. God bless. And I will look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks and hopefully visiting with several of you in the meantime. So be well. Bye for now.